You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena, Minister, how are you?
I'm good. Morena, Rachel.
Let's talk a little bit about emergency housing straight off the bat, because that is in the news at the moment. It's coming under a bit of scrutiny around concerns about how much money is being spent, but also about the conditions of this transitional housing. We're talking about motels and other sort of temporary accommodation for people. You've raised some concerns about this. In fact, you've called some of these conditions inhumane. How do we resolve this at the moment? And is this the tipping point, or are we going to see the crisis deepen?
I hope not. It's a priority for the whole team of housing ministers. And while, you know, emergency housing isn't my delegation, we, all of us, have a responsibility to actually scrutinise this issue ourselves. And that's exactly what we're doing. More housing, more long-term quality, adequate housing is, of course, the solution. Now, that will take some time. We've already added thousands more public housing and transitional housing to the mix, but we know we've got to do more, and there's more coming down the pipeline. You know, it's constant, it's a priority, it's right at the front of all of our minds, and emergency housing should be scrutinised, all housing should be, you know, and we do want people to be safe, no matter what their housing situation is. Look, I have to say I'm pleased that the decision has been made, you know, as a government, to not tolerate people living in cars, on the street, in garages, in really inadequate situations. However, we also know that the emergency housing situation needs to be safe, needs to be dignified for everyone, and all of the housing ministers are absolutely focused on that as a priority.
So as you say, I mean, the ultimate goal is more housing, and then, you know, we have a much bigger housing stock, and then that makes the long-term solution more viable. But in this immediate instance where we do have people living in motels and in this temporary accommodation, we are hearing lots of reports of it being not particularly safe in a lot of these spaces. What immediate action can be taken to, I guess, rectify that for people who are having to live in this temporary facility right now? What can be done, or what should be done right now?
And again, that is directly under the responsibility of the MSD Minister, Carmel Sepuloni, who is absolutely prioritising safety, making sure that we are not actually, or keeping a monitoring situation on those motels which are failing. We know that, you know, it's, as I said, some emergency housing is inhumane and undignified, and we really, you know, the Minister has been quite clear that that's not acceptable, and she is making that very clear with officials, making sure there are stronger safety conditions around emergency housing. You know, as I said, the solutions are to get the longer-term, affordable, adequate and quality housing up. But in the meantime, it's a priority to try and keep people safe, looking at ways of providing people with social support and wraparound services, you know, because, as you can imagine, in a stressful, insecure housing situation, I mean, how is your life supposed to feel anything but chaos and upheaval? And so often more supports are required to support families and people who are just living on a day-to-day basis. And that, you know, that's not healthy for anyone's well-being. That's a massive stressor on top of, you know, a whole lot of stresses which are behind the reasons why people end up without a home in the first place. So there's a lot going on for people, and I've made it very clear to Minister Sepuloni that I want to support all of the immediate measures that she can possibly take, that all the solutions need to be on the table to both keep people safe and get people quickly into long-term quality housing.
With the actual motel owners themselves, we're hearing some people saying, you know, this is not necessarily the mandate for a motel to be accommodation for more than a very, very brief period of time. There's not necessarily a rule book or a handbook to support those people who run these accommodation facilities. Do you think that is something that we could immediately see change, perhaps, to give those people who are now these emergency accommodation providers a little bit more support to know how to be a better provider for that service?
Yes, I do, and I know the Minister Stepuloni is looking at all of those options. Of course, it's a, you know, this isn't our preference, and all the housing ministers in both this term and last term have been very clear. We actually are prioritising moving away from our reliance on commercial motels in the first place. That's simply a commercial transaction. There are still ways that government can overview its spending and get a better quality deal for where we're putting, public money, of course. And so I know that the Minister is looking at all of those options. How can we actually give some better guidance? There are, of course, minimum safety requirements that have always been in place. You know, but we also know that it's a commercial transaction, and that's why we are prioritising moving away from our reliance on commercial motel.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about Amazon, because that's another thing that's been talked about widely recently. We're hearing about this rebate scheme that's being put forward to basically support the new Lord of the Rings TV series being made here in New Zealand. Just off the bat, why do we give a rebate to international film companies coming to New Zealand to make their movies?
Yeah, I mean, for me, that's something I reckon we all need to be asking the minister, because while I understand that we're trying to stimulate and support jobs in the film industry and for New Zealand, that's very important. And, you know, successive governments for decades have shown that we do that. But I'm really clear we should be prioritising our local productions and our stories, and we should be mindful of what that does to our local productions and our local storytelling when we are giving rebates for these larger companies, larger organisations, you know, and at the same time, these larger organisations who have enough of an advantage, in my personal view, have enough of a privilege and are fortunate enough to be able to carry their own weight. I actually think we can support Aotearoa innovation and creatives, and we should prioritise that.
We're also seeing some concern about what's it going to mean if we start to have an increased relationship with Amazon. That could open the door to a lot of other possibilities, positive and perhaps less positive, for the broader parent company of Amazon. We're talking specifically with this rebate scheme about their film production side of things. But, you know, Amazon has got many, many strings to its bow. Is that something that the Green Party's concerned about as well?
Absolutely. That relationship that goes beyond the production, and we've got to look at their track record in workers' rights, privacy invasion, you know, which has been a thing with Amazon, and all of the other concerns that Amazon have absolutely sort of raised through the way that they operate. You know, they're a large international global corporation, and I think we should not jump to handing out to them. We should not jump to that broader relationship with them, because again, I think it also comes back to wanting to really prioritise and support our local creatives.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about COVID, because it's hard to avoid at the moment. We're also seeing, you know, awful things overseas, particularly India. There's a lot of focus there on their current wave that's going on. And today we're seeing the initial ban on travel lifted so that New Zealand citizens and their families will be able to return from India. Although we've now got this increased problem of there not necessarily being flights out of parts of India, which is making it difficult for people to get home. We've also got this new █                                                                                                                                                                                                                                └././височª└././październpaździern+= README październића См››================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ very high risk categorisation for some countries which are experiencing a very acute new wave of COVID at the moment. What supports is the government putting in place to help those citizens who are trying to get back at the moment, despite, I guess, some of these massive hold-ups in travel?
Yes, and that's definitely a question for the responsible ministers, including Minister Chris Hipkins, and in conjunction with Minister Chris Farfoy of Immigration. I was having a look at the COVID site and having a look at the high-risk countries and how that risk is determined. I think that's a positive step in that we've now got a criteria that can be applied regardless of the country. It's looking purely at the public health aspect. It's looking purely at, I believe it's 50 cases per 1,000. And I think, you know, I think that's positive that we've now got some transparency around how that risk is going to be decided rather than people thinking that it's been done under any sort of whim. It's a difficult decision, but we do, you know, we've always supported the public health advice that we receive from the COVID-19 health officials. But we also want to push for some transparency to give the families some ideas of when migrant families can be reunited. And that's something that we'll continue to do. At this point, I'm unaware of what those current supports are, what the conversation is in terms of what those relevant ministers are doing. I know from the Greens' perspective, we want to make sure that we're getting at the least some information for migrant families about, you know, what they can expect.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Minister Davidson. We absolutely appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you for speaking with us today.
My pleasure, Rachel. Thank you so much.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.